And away we go. Bill Buckmaster here along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray producing and engineering the show on the other side of the glass, but he then comes over to my side of the glass in 48 hours. He'll be hosting the Thursday show as we launch into a little vacation time. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, May the 10th, 2016. Buckmaster Live. Each weekday, noon to 1, here on AM 1030 KVOI. Our live line number is 790-2040 for your calls. Questions, comments, suggestions, whatever, would love to hear from you. We invite you to become a friend of the show on Facebook, and we do Twitter at Buckmaster Show. Very full hour of content. As usual, we'll begin with State Representative Bruce Wheeler, followed at 1220 by a smiling certified financial planner, Shelley Fishman. Why wouldn't he smile? A lot of green on the big board today. The market looking good. Shelley will have the Tuesday Moneymaker Report, 1230. The governor of the state of Arizona, Doug Ducey, will be with us. Then we'll close out the show with the Buckmaster Arts Report with Margaret Regan, Tucson Weekly Arts Writer, presented by Fox Tucson Theater. But now to the live line and State Representative Bruce Wheeler, District 10 Democrat, Assistant Democratic Minority Leader. Representative Wheeler, how are you?
Good, Bill. Fantastic. How are you today?
Doing very well. All in all, how would you characterize this just concluded session?
Well, we had some victories and defeats. First of all, it was pretty badly mismanaged by the Speaker and the Majority Leader in the House. But if I had not seen the vetoes that the governor signed yesterday, I would have thought it was worse. The governor, to his credit, and I'm a critic of the governor on many things, I have to give him credit. He vetoed three important bills, two of them having with making drastic changes to the 1980 Groundwater Management Act, SB 1400 and 1268. And the third one was this Community Facilities District legislation, which would have allowed developers to demand that cities accede to the formation of Community Facilities District backed by taxpayers' bonds. So, you know, 24 hours makes a big difference, Bill. Congratulations. Hats off to the governor on those vetoes. And look forward to retiring.
What do you mean you're going to retire? Well, you're not going to change your mind here and run for something?
No, I'm done. No, I'm done. I've enjoyed 6 years, tremendous years in the legislature. You know, I want to say there was another victory that we had, and again, it took the governor. I can't believe me saying all these wonderful things about Governor Ducey, but again, credit is due. And that is the kids care. He did not show his hand. We don't know whether he opposed it behind the scenes or supported it, but the final act was that he signed it into law after every Democrat supported it and a handful of Republicans. And if I can put my assistant party leadership hat on, I'm sure he'll talk about how great he thinks the Republicans are doing. Let me tell you that every Democrat voted against all of those bills that he vetoed, and they would not have become gone to his desk had it not been for Republican signatures and votes. So, I think Democrats can take credit for fighting against those three bills that he ultimately vetoed and for passing kids care. Kids care, as you know, adds 30,000 low-income children to healthcare roles. And that's really important.
Now, a couple of weeks ago when you were with us, you at that point were still on board with Proposition 123, and then you had some second thoughts, no longer supporting it.
I no longer support it. I kicked myself for not having seen through what I think is a sham earlier. The proof in this pudding is, and where the big failure of the legislature was, I started out with kudos to the governor on vetoes. The big failure, in my opinion, is that we didn't fund education. We didn't even make up for the cuts that were made last year. Bill, we had a surplus last year, and we still cut $99 million from the universities. we're putting nowhere near that back in. So we're net deficit just in the last year, and we're $400 million in the deficit from 2008. And K through 12, also, the governor will say he's increasing it. Well, I beg to differ. The increases are to meet student growth and formulaic formulas. So he had to, and inflationary dollars. So as a dollar for dollar, real dollars, he did not add any money to K through 12. That means that proponents of 1-2-3 were always saying that's fine as a first step. The governor even said this is a good first step. We were all looking for step two, which would have meant using some of the $660 million surplus we're sitting on to fund K through 12, and that did not occur. So in my opinion, and many others, even Republicans, and I sat down with Treasurer DeWitt, an elected statewide Republican official, to talk about it, and even there is no step two, so there is no sincerity in really financing public education anywhere near to the 2008 levels, much less going forward.
Now, you mentioned Treasury Director DeWitt. There was quite a front page piece in the Arizona Republic Sunday about this dust up that apparently went on behind the scenes with the governor's office and the treasurer's office in trying to get the treasurer to come on board with 123. What did you think of that article?
Well, Bill, in all honesty, I wasn't there. No one else was there other than three or four individuals. So I don't know what was said or what was not said. But the facts are that I'm convinced that Proposition 123 is not going to, well, number one, it does not result in any additional general fund money into education, neither K through 12 nor the universities or the community colleges for that reason. And it's that lack of sincerity and commitment on the part of the governor to further fund K through 12 significantly to begin.
Yeah. Looks like we lost. There you are. Back with it. We your cell cut out. What was your last sentence or two there?
That I'm sorry. Yes. That it's that lack of commitment on the part of the governor to finance K through 12 back to significant levels, going at least trying to recover where we were since 2008. He did not add that. The legislature did not add additional funds. As I said, it was pure inflationary and formula based. So we are not witnessing the commitment to K through 12 and the university's funding that we need to have. Those cuts of over $1.5 billion combined since 2008 for universities and K through 12 is nowhere near being made up, and it needs to be made up.
I want to talk a little national politics with you. Do you think that Donald Trump, being the presumptive nominee, is going to affect what is commonly referred to as down ticket folks that in the lower ballot? Do you think it will have an impact?
Well, at this point, we've all been wrong about Donald Trump. So I'm going to venture again because you asked. I would say that Donald Trump, being the Republican nominee, is going to have an adverse effect on Republicans down ballot. CD2, of course, in Tucson is one of those, and it's probably the only chance that Victoria or Matt have to even get that seat.
Well, you've been an enormously popular state lawmaker, so who are you then supporting in your district number 10? Put you on the spot.
In district 10 to replace my
to replace yourself, yes.
Of course, Stephanie Mock, who's an incumbent, the two will be elected. The other one is Kirsten Engel, who is also running. She's a U of A environmental law professor, highly qualified, dynamic campaigner, and I think she would make a tremendous asset together with Stephanie Mock representing LD10.
And you were basically, you were term limited out, correct?
No. I could have run again. Oh. I just chose not to, Bill. It's, I enjoyed the battle. I enjoyed the commitment. And I think we had some great victories. Medicaid expansion 3 years ago, kids care last week, and other things. And we've highlighted important. I've enjoyed it. I've been honored. And it's time to move on and do some traveling, spend time with my family, and and do some photography. My sons and their mom and a bunch of friends and other family, we're going to Cuba in November for my son's 30th birthday. So we have things to look forward to beyond politics.
I know you love to travel, so that should be great, visiting Cuba, see how that's going. Bruce Wheeler, always a pleasure. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Best to you always. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You very much. Bruce Wheeler, State Representative, Assistant Democratic Minority Leader. This is going to be a great weekend, going up to almost 100 degrees in Tucson. But, you know, that's okay. It's summer coming up and gardening time. I want to remind folks, Saturday, it's free workshops over at Green Things, one of our fine sponsors on East River Road. They do all these wonderful workshops. Just drop in 10 a.m. free at Green Things, 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park, greenthingsaz.com. I have a lot of people that come in here and visit with me every day, and you'd be surprised. Maybe you wouldn't be surprised how many love to garden and how many know and love Green Things. Shelley Fishman, we know and love him. He's next. The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. This is Bill Buckmaster with some exciting news. You could win a $1,000 or a $500 travel voucher to one of 16 nonstop destinations from Tucson International Airport in the Travel Smart with TUS contest. Register for free through Tucson International Airport's Facebook or Twitter pages, or go to the website TravelSmartTUS.com. Good luck. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad
is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And we hope and recommend that consultation will be with a very smiley Shelley Fishman. Why wouldn't he be? The market up over 200. Woo! Good-looking day for
the
market.
We're finally getting a Tuesday that we deserve.
Yeah, it's been a while. We're making up for some lost time today. I don't want to spend a lot of time on the market, but is there a bottom-line question on why we're seeing the action today?
Well, most of the pundits are saying because oil seems to be on the rise, we have that shortage that is now created because of the fire up in Alberta. But in general, I think, you know, one thing after another is beginning to reduce uncertainty. We still have some large uncertainty areas, including one we didn't discuss last week, which is the potential British exit from the European Union,
yep,
which has a lot of people spooked.
They're going to be voting on that in a matter of weeks, yes, in the UK. And by the way, about the fires tomorrow, quick plug, we have a guy who knows all about that be talking to us from Saskatchewan about the fires, and he was sharing with me yesterday they had the hottest temperature up there in Saskatchewan that they've ever had recorded this time of year, 90 degrees.
My gosh.
So the forest up there has just been really tinder dry. Wanted to talk about, you've brought this up before, Shelley, the new Department of Labor fiduciary standard. Has that now taken effect?
And it hasn't taken effect. It has been passed. It has been issued. We had a year to comment on it. The people who opposed it had plenty of time to make their case, and the people who supported it also. Right now, it is a matter of public record. It goes... it becomes law next month, June 7th, about a month from now. It takes effect actually on April 10th of 2017, and full compliance is required by January 1st of 2018.
So how does that affect the investor?
Okay, so it only applies to retirement accounts. And not all retirement accounts, but most retirement accounts. If you've got a 401k or an IRA, you're included in this. And what it really means is that the relationship between the advisor and the client is now changed so that the advisor, regardless of the advisor's licensure, is required to maintain a fiduciary or what is best for the client standard in the advice they give to clients. Right now, the standard is suitability, but it becomes what is best for the client. And so what that means is that the implied and definitive contract between the advisor and the client will change. What happens is that the contract now becomes a contract between the advisor's firm,
yes,
and the client. And full disclosure is required. There can be no opaque quality about what the advisor gets paid. There is a preference for the kind of compensation that would be a standard compensation for the value of the assets under management, as opposed to a product by product kind of payment. You know, you've heard all of these things. Well, if you've bought a, for instance, if you bought an annuity, the client may, the advisor may have gotten 5 or 6%. Are you sure that that advisor had your best interests in mind? So those kinds of questions need to be disclosed. They need to be in writing. So a lot of the large firms have opposed this because it's going to impose some additional paperwork for them and also some monitoring and compliance standards. But it is going to be law. It is where we're headed, unless you know, there's been some effort in the Republican House to delay the rule, but I don't think that's going anywhere. So this is the way the relationship is going to happen. Now, there are exceptions, and those exceptions have kind of found their way into the rule over the past year of hearings and discussions, so that the existing products, almost all of them, will continue to be allowed, and the existing compensation will continue to be allowed on an exception basis. It's called a BIC, or a best interest contract, so that nothing needs to necessarily change, except in order for that BIC to exist, there has to be a contract between the advisor's firm and the client, and there has to be complete and full disclosure, so that there can be no confusion about what the advisor is getting paid and what kind of compensation they will have. Over time, we believe that most firms will move from this heavily one-time compensated product model to a model that is more a fixed percentage year over year for the assets under management. The other thing is important to understand that this is a Department of Labor rule, so that it applies to insurance agents who sell retirement products. It applies to people who advise on retirement products but may not be licensed. It applies to everybody who is advising clients in the retirement space. Hmm. The other thing that is likely to happen, and I'll predict this will be a two-year process, is that the SEC will get on board and pass a series of rules that are very like the Department of Labor rules, which will mean this will now apply to all investments. So that the idea is we have, you know, some $3 trillion in assets and $20 billion in compensation that is currently the investing public has no idea about how this works. And what this will do is shine a bright light on it and produce some standards. By the way, other countries have been implementing these kinds of standards over the past 3 or 4 years. And, you know, there's some unintended consequences, but also some really good results.
Is this something that's brought up in the first meeting with a client then?
It has to be brought up.
It has to be.
You can discuss in general what you do for a living and how you advise, etc. Uh-huh. But the minute you get specific,
then you are required
to disclose everything.
Mm-hmm. But generally your industry seems happy with this?
No. In general, the insurance industry is unhappy because all of a sudden the people who've been selling, for instance, index annuities are now going to have to take the best interest of the client in mind. Also, if you're a product manufacturer, if you make a product that is one product in a number of manufacturers' products that cover the same thing, you now need to disclose the existence of these other products.
Wow.
There are lots of people in the business who think this is just about the worst thing that could have happened. Those of us who've had a fiduciary responsibility and believe that the client's best interests should be served before our own best interests, we support the heck out of this. We think it's great.
All right, Shelley, thank you very much. Where are we, can we find out more about what you do?
Well, more about what I do is probably go to your website, go to buckmastershow.com, and then hit the link to get to me. And that gets you the best of all worlds. You get to see everything on your site, and then you get to see everything on my site.
There you go. And Shelley, good luck. You're going to be one of our guest hosts while I am away on vacation.
We've got a couple of great shows lined up.
Yeah. A week from today, and then 2 weeks.
Exactly. A week from today,
we're
going to be talking about how to manage professional music institutions like the Tucson Symphony Orchestra and the Chamber Music Festival. And you know, nobody understands how complex and interesting this is, and right. We'll talk about it for the full hour next week.
Yeah, and then 2 weeks will be pretty much education.
We'll kind of debrief a little bit the results of next Tuesday's election on 123. Right.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you, Bill.
Have a great week.
And you have a great vacation.
Thank you very much. Governor Doug Ducey is next on Buckmaster.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman on behalf of 5-Star Termite and Pest Control. You know, the other day I went out of my garage and I saw a cockroach on his back, just the way I like to view a cockroach. And just before he expired, he looked up at me and said, "The 5-star technician got me." Adios, cucaracha.
We're 5-star pest control. We know what bugs you.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Dive into the culture section with the latest on the arts. Book reviews from Rebecca Guthrie. What movies are hot or not from Bob Garver. Eric Peters brings his unique point of view with his auto reviews. Check out where you could vacation regardless of the season. It is culture news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Amma Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
This is Bill Buckmaster, Wednesday at noon, the Bon Voyage travel segment with Ryan Hansen, also Dr. Victoria Mazes, Executive Director of the UA-based Center for Integrative Medicine, all happening noon to 1 on Buckmaster on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's voice. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:34 on a lovely afternoon here in Tucson. Let's go to the state capitol and the governor's office. Governor Doug Ducey with us on the live line. Governor, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Bill?
Doing real well. Bruce Wheeler was our leadoff guest today, state representative. He had some very nice things to say, complimenting you at the beginning of the interview about your vetoes easing developers' water rules. Why did you decide to put the veto stamp on those items?
Well, we're very good at water here in Arizona, probably better than any other state in the country, and we're not going to do anything that gets in the way of the 1980 Groundwater Management Act or would get in the way of Arizona's water future. So I want to protect that. That's what those vetoes did. And we'll continue to have development and economic growth throughout the state, but we're going to make certain we have enough water for our citizens.
This is a busy week for you, having to decide on legislation, signing it into law, or vetoing. Overall, how did you like this particular session of the legislature?
I thought it was a positive session. We have a structurally balanced budget. We were able to move some good legislation forward. I'm really excited about Proposition 123 that's on the ballot a week from today. I really want to urge everyone to vote yes on Prop 123. If they haven't already, they have a few days where they can return their early ballots, or they can go to the ballot box on May 17th. It'll put $3.5 billion additional dollars into K-12 education without raising taxes. It settles a years-long lawsuit, and it will get money to our teachers and our classrooms. So I'm really urging everyone to vote yes on Prop 123, and that will really put a cap on a good legislative session.
Are you at all concerned about the Secretary of State, Michelle Reagan, saying that her office was not able to get those publicity pamphlets to all of the voters in time, and some lawyer is apparently trying to get a delay of the election? What do you know about that, Governor?
Well, that's breaking news, and what I think is best at this time is to settle this at the ballot box. I think people have information, and information is available at Yes, Prop 123, and also on the Secretary of State's website so people can make an informed vote. But this campaign has been going on since January, and I think people are ready to vote. And the reason we picked May 17th is so we could get dollars to our classrooms this year. If people vote yes, it'll put $500 million into our K-12 education system this year without raising taxes. To delay the vote now would not be the right thing to do.
Our friend Jim Kelly has called us on the live line. He has a question about Prop 123. Go ahead, Jim. You're with the governor.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Governor. In my opinion, the money for education is finally coming out of the right pocket from the state of Arizona. And I just don't understand the highly partisanship that has gone on that wants to keep funding education only from the general fund. Can you explain that, sir?
Well, I'll never be able to explain harsh partisanship, Jim. You know, I come from the business world. I've been in the private sector my entire adult life. I ran for this office because I wanted to do something good, and I want to follow business-like principles. And for us to use our state land trust, which exists to benefit K-12 education, to me is the right thing to do. So we're able to do all this without raising taxes. We free up dollars in our general fund so we can take care of public safety and child safety and other essential needs. We do put money into K-12 education, but we also use the land trust, which is there to benefit K-12. So it's a real win-win-win, and I understand people's frustration with government. I think much of that comes from what's happening in Washington, D.C. I think we've demonstrated at the state level. Here we have the second year in a row where we're actually living within our means as a state government, and we're putting money in our rainy day fund. Now we need to put money into our schools. Our teachers do need some relief. This does go into the classroom site fund. I think it's a real positive. I've crisscrossed the state for the last year listening to parents and teachers, and these resources are constitutionally guaranteed, so politicians won't be able to touch them over the next 10 years, and they'll go to our school system.
Robert has called us with a question about the land trust. Go ahead, Robert. You're with Governor Ducey.
Hey, Governor Ducey. I don't think it's because we distrust Washington as much as we've seen allocations be swept away for other reasons, but in Arizona. But my question is who gets to pick this land, and what land will it be?
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Robert.
Great question. Both Robert and Jim Kelly with good questions. So I want you to know that the land trust, as Arizona transitioned from a frontier land 104 years ago into a state, we had 11 million acres of state land. So the land that's been sold over the last 104 years has resulted in the land trust. So that's cash and cash equivalents. That's capital that we have today, over $5 billion. So this is not additional land that is sold to fund education. This is land that has already been sold over the last several decades. So that is how we're doing this. It's over $5 billion in the land trust today. Now, of course, as state grows, as people move here, as we have sites that are set aside for open space, as there's development, there's ongoing investment, and that will continue to fund the land trust. But this is using dollars that already exist to go into the classroom site fund to support our teachers and our children. It's nothing additional or different than we've done in the past, just using that land trust more effectively to fund education.
It is a good question, because people really, I think when you say state land trust, there's so much confusion out there about what it is.
And we've worked very hard to clarify that, to help people understand that this trust has existed since statehood. Now, it has grown dramatically, Bill, in the last several years. You know, in 2009, it was worth $2.69 billion. When I left the treasurer's office, it was worth $5.3 billion. So imagine having those types of assets as a state and what we can do with that while protecting the trust. So this is our good fortune as a Western state and a state that has been fiscally responsible, but the downturn was very tough on Arizona and was tough on our schools. So we're able to use something that exists, and it is there to benefit our K-12 education system and our teachers. That's why it's there.
How soon would this money then go to the students and to the classroom?
It would start to feed into the classroom site fund immediately. So you would have $500 million that would go into our K-12 education system this year, and then we'll have millions and billions over the next 10 years. And again, it's important for people to know that we do all of that without raising taxes, and it's by better utilizing existing dollars that are already part of the land trust, something that's been around for over 100 years.
All right, we're going to have to let the governor go here, but I think we can work one more question in for Governor Ducey. Go ahead, Debbie is with the governor. Go ahead. Hey, Debbie.
Hi. Hey, I'm really, really happily surprised that you vetoed the water thing. It gives me more faith in you. I do not understand 123. I didn't know it was going to be such a short segment, because I really wanted to get into the nitty-gritty.
Okay, Debbie, I'll have the governor kind of summarize it one more time here. I've got about a minute to go. Go ahead, Governor.
Sure. Thank you, Debbie, and thank you for the kind words on the protection of our water supply. I appreciate the faith in what we're doing. Our schools have needs right now, and what Prop 123 does is puts $3.5 billion additional dollars into K-12 education over the next 10 years without raising taxes. It's the settlement of the years-long lawsuit that has been going on. We also have supplemental dollars because we balanced our budget and we're living within our means, and then we use the land trust to come to this total amount of money that we're able to put in the classroom site fund. It will be protected constitutionally. Politicians will not be able to play with it. The governor will not be able to change it. These dollars will go to our classrooms. So I'm urging everyone, if you remember one thing from this segment, it's to vote yes on Prop 123. Tell your friends and neighbors, your coworkers, and you can go to yes, prop123.com to get any other additional questions answered. And, Bill, I want to thank you again for your time. We are really happy with the Caterpillar announcement and to be down in Tucson and to hear that this was the biggest deal in the last 25 years. We're just getting started in this administration. If we can get people to vote yes on Prop 123, we can keep the momentum going.
Yeah, that's interesting, because the day of that announcement, we had Mr. Huckleberry, the Pima County Administrator, on the show, and he said, because he's been around a long time, Governor, as you know, and he said it really goes back almost 30 years since there's been an impact announcement like that. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal, and it was a team effort, and I want to thank Mayor Jonathan Rothschild. I want to thank Chuck Huckleberry. I want to thank Joe Snell for being a part of this, and we did our part as well. But to be in Southern Arizona and Pima County and Tucson and see the amount of enthusiasm and the open arms for Caterpillar and the 600 jobs and the $600 million in economic development is part of why I ran for office. It was to grow our economy and to restore our K-12 education. We'll keep working on the economy, and a yes on Prop 123 will be the best way to get more dollars to our teachers and improve our K-12 education system.
All right, Governor Ducey, we'll look forward to our conversation. Hopefully we'll get you on. I think we're hoping to do something in June. Thank you.
You got it, Bill. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks a lot. Governor Doug Ducey here on The Buckmaster Show. This portion of the program presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. If you're looking for something that would be fun this Memorial Day weekend, you know, you got 3, maybe 4 days off, head over to Silver City. 21st Annual Silver City Blues and Bikes Festival, you know, like motorcycle bikes and other types of bikes that are not motorized, but bikes are included. So you got blues and bikes, and you got Taj Mahal Trio as the headliner with Dirty Dozen Brass Band. So that's, again, just 3 hours over to Silver City. And did I mention it's free? That's a big deal, seeing entertainment like that. Free. SouthwestNewMexico.org, spelled out, is the place to go, and it's got the full listing of great places to stay, like Pinos Altos Cabins. We'll be right back with our Fox Tucson Theater Arts Report. This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across Pima County. More than 730 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. Thanks to our partners in the public for collaboration, participation, and support of the RTA plan. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to our communities, the RTA truly is making a difference. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm a passionate traveler visiting more than 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 5 airlines flying nonstop to 16 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Welcome back. The Buckmaster Show Arts Report, sponsored by the crown jewel of downtown, Fox Tucson Theater. What a lineup they've got in June. Hey, the Knights in White Satin guys coming. June 7th, Fox Theater presents Justin Hayward, renowned vocalist, composer, lead guitarist for the Moody Blues. Then the next night, June 8th, five-time Grammy winner Michael McDonald graces the Fox Theater stage with his signature composite of blue-eyed soul and smooth rock. So, I mean, that's a great way to kick off June. Then beginning June 18th, Fox Theater is presenting the 2016 summer film series. So plan to enjoy fine classic films in the cool comfort of downtown's original movie palace. Visit foxtucson.com to view the summer film series schedule and to purchase tickets to see the Queen of Mean, comedian Lisa Lampanelli, on May 27th, Justin Hayward June 7th, and Michael McDonald June 8th. Visit foxtucson.com for ticket information. Let's welcome now Margaret Regan, longtime Tucson Weekly arts writer, and her latest book, which is doing so well, titled Detained and Deported: Stories of Immigrant Families Under Fire. Margaret, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. I'm just back from Chicago, where I was actually doing a presentation about my book at Roosevelt University.
Wow, how did my old hometown look?
Well, I was lucky. It was a warm and beautiful weekend with all the flowers coming out. And then the day I left, boom, the day after I left, they went down into 40 degrees and rain. So, no, I had a great time.
You know what they say about Chicago. Wait around 12 hours and the weather will definitely change. You can get four seasons in a day back in the Windy City.
It's a crazy place, but beautiful.
Beautiful
with the you know, daffodils were out, the lawns were green and lovely and pretty. Yeah.
The lake is like an ocean. May 12th, that's the upcoming weekly. You've got an article about, I think it's the artist open studio tour. It's this weekend?
Yeah, it's this weekend and next weekend.
Oh.
Two weekends in a row.
A twofer.
You have lots of time to visit all 92 artists.
Wow. They're doing it for two weekends then.
Yeah, I mean, Dirk Arnold, you know, this is the one. TPAC does the one in the fall, and you may remember there were some problems with that last fall because TPAC said they didn't have the money. Two private donors came forward, and a lot of artists started their own tours. So that's, you know, a whole different thing. This guy, Dirk Arnold, for 11 years, he's an artist in town. He does these amazing architectural miniatures of treasured Tucson buildings, and he's the guy responsible for all those cool refrigerator magnets with the neon signs.
Yeah.
He's been doing this tour for 11 years, pretty much on his own. You know, he doesn't get any money for it, and people do have to pay a fee. I think it's $50, and he organizes the whole thing, the advertising, the website. And the thing is really big, but he thought maybe it'd be a good idea to do two weekends for people who really want to get around, you know, because the studios that will be open, they say about 60 studios, about 92 artists, they're all over town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, admittedly, most of them are kind of central and downtown, but he's got one way up in Dove Mountain, another one way east, and the Process Museum, which is really far south at I-10 and Kolb. So two weekends should be good.
So do you pay then $50 and then you take a bus to these different...
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. That was the artist. No, it's free. It's free for everybody else.
Okay.
Totally, totally free. I should have made that clear.
Yes.
No, I was just saying the artist to get in it, they pay the fee.
Oh, okay.
And then Dirk Arnold does all the work.
All right, so we'll clarify that.
Sorry.
Is a big...
No, you're on your own. You're in your own car.
Yeah, there you go.
Or your bicycle, Bill. I'm sure you could bike easily up to Dove Mountain.
There you go. So the variety of artists showing their particular wares is amazing. And the reemergence of the Steinfeld warehouse area. That's big news for the tour, isn't it?
Right. It's kind of the headline of the whole tour, that Steinfeld Warehouse, you know, it's at 6th Street and 9th Avenue. It's the oldest still extant warehouse in downtown Tucson from, you know, Tucson's heyday as a railroad town. And I don't know, you know, if you followed this kind of torturous history of it, it became this amazing art space in the 1990s. But I used to go there, and it was pretty precarious. I mean, you had to watch where you step, or you might fall into a hole.
It's being renovated, right?
It's being renovated, and they're very hopeful it'll be completely done by the summer. But there are a few studios back in there now. And for the tour this weekend, they've gotten permits from the fire department to open it up to large numbers of people. And they have about 20 visiting artists who are just going to be in there in the big interior space, you know, with tables showing their art.
Is there still time to get over to TMA for that Masters of Fine Art show?
Oh, yeah, that's over actually at the University, University of Arizona. Oh,
that's
Museum
right,
of
excuse
art
me, that's,
campus.
Yeah, the
right.
UA Museum of
yeah,
Art.
Yeah, I think that is closing on the 13th, mm-hmm. May 13th, so a few more days. Definitely worth seeing. I was knocked out by the work of a young woman named Laura Haddad.
Hmm.
She is a Syrian refugee who is getting her master's degree this week is graduation. She had come over here from Syria on a trip, and she was never able to go back. I mean, she was an inadvertent refugee in that very serious war broke out while she was gone, and she has not been able to get back home. So she's here. She's here in the United States. She says she feels torn between the two countries. And she's observing the violence in her own country from a distance. So she has come up with very searing work about the war. She uses some appropriated images from the news media of battles and soldiers and crumbling cities. And she prints those things on a refugee blanket.
Hmm.
That's one very interesting and tender thing. But she's also a really good photographer. And she's made these wonderful photographs on metal. And in some of the cases, she puts her own self into the photographs. In one, she kind of mimics a beheading, that she's the person holding a pineapple, which sounds weird, but it stands in for the head. It's a very disturbing image.
Hmm.
She mimics some of the Abu Ghraib images, which are, of course, another war in Iraq that we were participating in. So this is very, very important and serious work. And it was just so thrilling to see this young artist making this art that's so great out of this terrible tragedy that's unfurling.
And again, that's the UA Museum of Art, their Masters of Fine Art show, and that's running through Friday the 13th, May 13th. So we've got the studio tour, which the artist open studio tour you're writing about in the issue that is coming up in the week.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
So the reception in Chicago for the book was pretty good?
Oh, it was wonderful. Yeah, I had a man sitting in the front row in tears.
Wow.
As I talked about the fate of immigrants, you know, a long time in the United States. I mean, kind of my thing about the book. I mean, obviously, immigration is an extremely contentious issue in the United States, and especially now in our presidential election. But one of the things I try to do in the book is, no matter which side you're on, I think you need to know the impact of our current policies and procedures on real people in
their
lives.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Margaret. Great talking to you, and we'll talk to you next month. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bill.
The Buckmaster Show Arts Report, presented by the Crown Jewel of Downtown, Fox Tucson Theater. What a lineup in June. Justin Hayward, renowned vocalist, composer, lead guitarist in the Moody Blues. He's coming June 7th. The next night, Michael McDonald, the five-time Grammy winner. You've got the 2016 Summer Film Series. That begins on June the 18th. It's going to be a great place to watch a movie. Always is at the Fox. So visit foxtucson.com for the full Summer Film Series schedule. And to purchase tickets to see the Queen of Mean, comedian Lisa Lampanelli on May 27th, Justin Hayward June 7th, Michael McDonald June 8th, visit foxtucson.com. Coming out this afternoon for Tucson at 4, Ray Allen, Mike Shaw, they'll put that program together, and it'll be on from 4 to 5, Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8, the Daily Double from 8 to 9, and then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you tomorrow for the Buckmaster Show, midweek edition. Have a great afternoon and evening.